With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
I've always looked upon myself as an entertainer.
That's novelist Clive Cussler, whose high-tech swashbuckler Dirk Pitt has starred in 8 books, including Raise the Titanic and the newest, Cyclops. Clive Cussler does not get angry when his critics accuse him of writing less than literature.
I'm trying to entertain the reader in such a way that when he puts down the book, he feels like his money was well spent.
Before Clive Cussler established himself as a writer, he toiled for 18 years as an advertising man in Los Angeles.
I was driving home one night, and it was hotter than hell, and the traffic was backed up on the Long Beach Freeway, and I pulled over and just said, I'm not going back. So I told my wife, and she said, fine, you'll probably live 10 years longer.
Clive Cussler sold his house, sold his boat, and took off with his family to tour the West in a new car and a tent trailer, looking for a place to put down roots.
We got to Aspen, but in 1970, the town was all hippies and dogs, so we pushed on into Denver.
Cussler wasn't crazy about Denver either, but while traveling through Rocky Mountain National Park.
There's a beautiful little town at the entrance called Estes Park, so we just fell in love with it, stayed there. I wrote Iceberg in Estes Park.
But Iceberg and the other novels Clive Cussler had written still could not find a publisher, so he went back to work for an ad agency, this time in Denver.
They brought in a new man from New York. We didn't like each other, and I wasn't a corporate infighter, so I was sacked. So then I went home in an unfinished basement and sat there and wrote Raise the Titanic.
Clive Cussler did find a publisher for his books and an audience. When he's not writing, he's deep sea diving and collecting antique cars. Clive Cussler's latest novel, Cyclops, features an antique blimp, a U.S.-Soviet clash on the moon, a shootout with the Cubans, a search for sunken treasure, better than the old Saturday morning matinees, published by Simon & Schuster. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. If you saw the less than critically esteemed movie Raise the Titanic, you might recall this scene.
Dirk Pitt. I do know him. I met him when I first came to Washington. He was with Naval Intelligence then.
Oh, so you used to date him?
No, he was too high-powered for me. He takes up all the air in the room.
Dirk Pitt. What kind of a name is that? Sounds like a pirate.
Dirk Pitt. He's the fictional hero of Clive Cussler and has appeared in all 8 of Cussler's novels, from the first, Mediterranean Caper, through the latest, Cyclops. Here's Cussler.
With most series heroes, you start in chapter 1 and you walk through the whole story with them. Pitt comes in and out. There's so many plots going on that even Pitt isn't aware of a lot of the subplots.
Dirk Pitt is a tough-as-nails member of a fictional government bureau known as the National Underwater and Marine Agency, which is why so much of Clive Cussler's action occurs underwater.
I noticed that Fleming's James Bond, after 5 years, was terribly dated. So I started moving Pitt up. I moved him into the future by 10 years or so.
Like Dirk Pitt, Clive Cussler is a collector of antique cars and keeps them in a warehouse in Denver. Cussler is also founder of a nonprofit organization which searches for historical shipwrecks. And like Dirk Pitt's employer, Cussler's group is also called the National Underwater and Marine Agency.
Well, the idea is to preserve our maritime heritage by locating and surveying the lost ships of historical significance.
In Clive Cussler's latest Dirk Pitt adventure, Cyclops, published by Simon & Schuster, the Russians try to capture a secret U.S. moon base. An antique blimp is used to search for a missing ship containing a priceless sculpture, and Pitt fights to the death on Cuba.
There's no message. I don't have any great opinion to give out.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.